This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NBA season began last night in Boston. The Celtics raised their championship banner, and then they were hoisting threes from all over the place and making a lot of them.
Down three. The NBA record for threes in a game in any part of the season. 29 in 2020 by Milwaukee. Boston is on their way. Biggest lead tonight. Raining threes for the Celtics.
Sure were. Kevin Harlan, TNT.
Bing bong
your face off. Well, they were threeing their faces off last night. They hit that magic number of 29 threes, but then stopped there as they missed the rest of them. Tie the NBA record with a 132-109 win over the Knicks. Jason Tatum, 14 of 18 shooting, 37 points. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Defense, sir, what happened? Well, it was pretty poor.
It's not like one guy. Obviously, we have to do a lot better. So, we'll look at the film and, look at the adjustments that we need to make.
And you are right. The more you watch the highlights of this game, and I watched the first half live, I didn't see the second half. So many of them are just uncontested.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Not great.
It was like a shooting contest. It wasn't even a basketball game.
Yes. And Josh Hart, he says 29-3. Something's going on over there. Wink, wink.
NBA needs a drug test all down my throat. Yeah, because that was, I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man. So, I mean, like I said, you got to give them credit, man.
They give them a lot of credit for hitting all those threes. Perhaps this is a little soon to say this. What is today, October 23rd?
Yeah.
The Knicks are 0-1.
Yep.
Shaq's had enough on TNT.
You know, I do agree with Reggie Miller. I think the Knicks are going to be the second best team in the East.
Stop it.
They have the
Knicks
best.
Are done.
They're done.
They
got 81 games left.
Done.
The look on their face is like, he's done. Why? This is stupid. Jaylen Brown at 23. In the loss, 22 for Jalen Brunson. And Karl Anthony Towns in his official Knick debut had 12 points. Knicks with their home opener, Madison Square Garden, Friday night against the Indiana Pacers. Last night, also the Lakers beat the T-Wolves 110-103 to complete the season opening doubleheader. LeBron James at 16. He did get to play a couple of minutes with his son, Bronny.
To be able to have that moment, like I said, but more importantly, as cool as that was, for us to win, too. This is a winning business, and we're happy we was able to get off to a good start.
And they did, mostly because Anthony Davis had 36 points and 16 rebounds. And for Minnesota, you had the former Knicks and Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Randle had 16. DiVincenzo had 10 in the loss. Tonight, I know Boomer and Gio will be glued to the YES Network when the Nets take on the Atlanta Hawks. And if they're not home, they'll be listening right here on The Fan as they cannot wait for Nets basketball to begin.
Who's on
reports
that team,
say
by the way?
Nick Claxton.
Okay.
That's right.
Anybody else?
Nick Claxton.
Okay.
We got Jordy Fernandez, the new head coach.
Yep.
Got a new look for the Knicks, for the Nets, rather. It's a different, this is a very young team. You know who's been at...
What's the starting five?
You know, I couldn't tell you right now. You know who's been at Rutgers practice a lot?
Is it Cam Thomas?
It better be.
Cameron Johnson?
Potentially.
How about Dorian Finney-Smith?
Well, you're looking at it, so just tell me. Is that who it is?
Says you're such a big Net fan.
I have not been into the start of the basketball season yet, but I will tell you, Sean Marks has been out at Rutgers a lot.
What is Ben Simmons doing?
Don't care. He's going to dominate, he said.
Okay.
I had a clip from Ben
Sean
Simmons.
Sean Marks is out at Rutgers? Is he going to become the new AD? What's going on?
No, they're the scouting.
The players.
Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper.
Oh.
They have had several NBA scouts there at practice often.
So the Nets are expecting like the first overall pick?
Yeah.
Well, I watched practice last week with Mike Dunleavy Jr., who was there too. I don't think the Warriors are expecting to be a top five pick, but they're doing their due diligence. So, yeah, been a lot of...
A lot of due diligence.
Yeah. And I believe Sean Marks was at that St. John's game last week, too.
Oh, okay, good.
And so, never know. That would be the benefit.
Never know what?
If one of these guys on Rutgers ends up with the Nets, that would be kind of cool.
I guess it would be.
Well, for you, not for the guy from Rutgers.
They got to go somewhere.
That's what I was asking, like, who's on the Nets?
Yeah, well, it's a very young team is what it is.
The Nets.
On the Nets. All right, little guy, heard you were out with a chest cold. Your little wuss bag.
No.
You couldn't come into work, huh? Oh, let's put on your big boy pants, huh? Now take the diaper off, go to work like a man.
Your
little Ted face. You're an embarrassment to your family.
I do think that little turd face is going today.
Well, he heard us probably shaming him into it.
Well, no, McMonagle told me that he thought he was going.
McMonagle.
Who's now awake.
Oh, yes.
McGonagall.
He's probably like, he's going to the Craig thing?
Yeah, he stayed here.
Wow.
Worked overnight, just took a 3-hour nap, and
now
he's
ready
to
rock. That's a good man.
Yeah.
And McMonagall.
I guess so. He was out there like a zoo animal waiting for the salespeople to come in sleeping.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I think he cleans himself like a cat, too. Like he's in there licking his wrist and just cleaning his hair.
Does he have a litter box back there?
I'd be surprised.
Maybe he's a cat person. You never know.
His big back leg comes up, scratch his ear. They're like, what's going on in there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wait, have you ever heard the Rich Ackerman McMonagle song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I have not heard it. Yeah, it's I every time McMonagle comes in and Rich Ackerman is there, he'll go up to him and sing him a song like right next to the desk. He's like, McMonagle, hey. It's like the most.
What?
I swear to God. I mean, Eddie, have you seen this?
It happened every day for years.
Yeah, every day for years.
So this is Ackerman singing to McMonagle.
Correct, with a little. I don't know. It's a dance, more of a.
Yeah,
gesturing.
McMonagle.
Yeah, I mean it's insane, and they, you know, acts like a, you know, we all have a little bit of the OCD, whatever it is. Like he had to do it every day. Like he couldn't.
Oh, okay.
He could not do it every day.
Yes.
And then Chris would just some days he'd come in and just like be on the computer, like just typing away, and then Ack would just be like, McMonagle. He wouldn't even look at him. It was just the weirdest thing. So strange. Like, if you didn't
that
like,
is like
work
strange
here.
Workplace behavior.
Yeah, of course. But if, like, you didn't work here and understand the characters, you just, like, were walking through the hallways one day, you saw that, you'd be like, can we get a straitjacket on that?
And there were a bunch of things that he had to do every day.
You know, this is Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Chief.
What's going on here, Chief? Oh, yeah, like he would greet certain people in the same way every day.
I didn't know that.
He used to punch me in the arm every day.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't know that.
Part of the routine.
Wow.
He's basically terrorizing the other employees.
I do
remember he used to wipe down his workstation every day. That was one thing.
I kind of get that. That's all right. Al does that.
Which is why the one day Imus walked up behind him right as he finished it, grabbed the phone and licked it, and then handed it back. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that happened. I witnessed that.
I know that story. That's great.
Yeah. I was there working tape and maybe whatever I was doing, and Imus comes out and he saw him finishing with the whole area. And he goes, I need the phone. So Ack hands it to him. Oh!
And that happened more than once. There was another time when he said he took the phone handle and then put it down his jeans. that's great.
Oh, boy. Reports say the Chiefs are acquiring DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans for a conditional fourth-round draft pick. The Saints gave Alvin Kamara a two-year extension worth $24 million. Get the World Series Friday. We still got a couple of days to go. Friday night in Los Angeles, Dave Roberts does name Jack Flaherty a starter. And, of course, Gerrit Cole will go for the Yankees. I saw this was interesting. Joey Votto on the Dan Patrick Show was talking about the difference of playing in L.A. and New York. So, one, he talks about how it really gets crazy at the stadium once the bleacher creatures get involved.
When they're calling for the lineup, and the lineup on the field is connecting rain, sleet, or snow with the fans, and you can hear the anger and the energy, and you can sense as you're on the field, I'm on a bigger stage than I've ever been on.
Pretty cool. He says New York just different.
No disrespect to LA, but there is nothing like being in New York with a good Yankees team at Yankee Stadium. There's nothing like it.
And he says he draws back to one of his experiences when he was there with the Reds.
There's no ghosts. I'm not a ghost believer, but you could feel the ghosts inside the stadium. And A-Rod got a hit, and you could feel the sort of the momentum going, we're going to take this from you, and you've got no say over this.
So should be fun. Different atmospheres for sure, and two very, very good teams starting on Friday night. Former Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela died at the age of 63. Do not know why, other than the fact that he clearly wasn't feeling right before the playoffs began because he stepped away from his broadcasting responsibilities on the Dodgers Spanish broadcasting team. Rookie of the Year in 1981, Cy Young Award winner as well. Rangers beat the Canadiens 7-2. A couple of goals for Philip Hedel, an assist as well. The Rangers out to a really good start, 5-0-1. The Red Wings shut out the Islanders 1-0. I think they only had 11 shots on goal in that game.
And the Islanders?
No, the Red Wings. Patrick Kane scored the game's only goal. Alex Lyon, 29 saves. And the Lightning over the Devils, 8-5. Brandon Hagel, the hat-trick in the second period alone. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. There's no question. The moment of the day was before I came in here, 5 minutes before I came in with digital slap guy, but I couldn't turn that around quick enough, so we go to part two, which was a very interesting start to the Phil Simms Spotlight.
And joins us every Phil Wednesday around 8 a.m. Phil, good morning!
Well, I could maybe hear what you're saying if that damn music would stop. So,
yeah. Good mood this morning.
This is great.
There you go.
What's that?
I said you're in a good mood this morning, it sounds like.
I'm always in a good mood, Boomer. Especially when I get a chance to talk to you, because it makes, you know, it just makes me feel good.
You're just an old, angry peckerhead.
That was Eddie playing a drop. That was not me saying that live.
No. Hey, you know what? Listen, that line was really it was in vogue back when I was growing up. I haven't heard that in a long, long time, so that was pretty good.
There you go. You even got a chuckle out of Phil himself. Moment.
Yeah, I think he thought I said that live.
I'm sure
he
did.
Was still laughing at it.
I will, you know, listening to, because they do that in the afternoon, too. I work here. I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I know.
So I'm sure he probably thought so.
You're just an old angry pecker.
Very funny. There you go.
I wonder what I was talking about. I would love to know the context of that.
How long ago did you say it?
I don't know that either.
Well, since I was going through your file, since you're the star of the read today.
Right. Yeah.
And I saw that and I thought that would work.
Okay, perfect.
But a date, October 24 of 23.
Oh, okay.
So about a year ago.
1 year ago, I was talking about an old angry peckerhead.
Charlie Casserly?
Yeah, he would fit the bill.
No, but I was thinking about the guys that you would make fun of.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It will remain a mystery. So many options, too. So many options.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.